One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today. And get your old self back naturally.
Taxes was taxing. Now taxes is relaxing when you file for free.
I can file for free? TurboTax Free Edition. Roughly 37% of filers qualify. Simple form 1040 returns only. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free. I can file for free.
Now this is taxes. File for free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your maximum refund. No schedules except for earned income tax credit, child tax credit, and student loan interest. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free.
My name is Jamie, and I've always been cautious about who I let into my life. But when I moved to a new city for college, I had to find a roommate quickly. That's when I met David, and my life took a dark turn. I moved to the city a week before the semester started, excited about the new chapter in my life. The college dorms were full, so I had to find an off-campus apartment. After browsing through various ads, I found one that seemed perfect. It was a two-bedroom apartment near campus, reasonably priced, and the current tenant, David, was looking for a roommate. David seemed normal enough during our first meeting. He was a bit older, maybe in his late 20s, and worked night shifts at a local factory. He was clean, respectful, and seemed eager to have someone share the rent. I moved in a few days later, ready to start my college adventure. At first, things were fine. David and I had different schedules, so we didn't see each other much. He would come home early in the morning and sleep while I was at school, and by the time I got home in the evening, he was getting ready for work. We had polite conversations in passing, but that was the extent of our interactions. One evening, about a month after I moved in, I noticed something strange. I came home to find David sitting in the living room, staring blankly at the TV, which was turned off. He didn't seem to notice me at first, and when he did, he gave me a forced smile and went to his room without a word. It was unsettling, but I chalked it up to him being tired from work. Over the next few weeks, I began to notice more odd behaviors. David started leaving his door slightly ajar at night, and I could hear him whispering to himself. Sometimes, I would catch him watching me, quickly looking away when I noticed. I started feeling uneasy in my own home, but I tried to convince myself that I was overreacting. One night, I woke up to the sound of something rustling in my room. My heart pounded as I strained to see in the darkness. I flicked on the bedside lamp and saw David standing in the doorway, his eyes wide and unblinking. "David? What are you doing?" I asked, trying to keep my voice steady. He didn't answer. Instead, he just stood there, staring at me for what felt like an eternity before turning and leaving without a word. I locked my door that night and every night after. The final straw came a few nights later. I was sitting in the living room, studying for an upcoming exam, when David came home. He seemed agitated, pacing back and forth in the kitchen. Suddenly, he stopped and turned to me, his eyes wild. "Jamie, do you believe in fate?" he asked, his voice low and intense. I felt a chill run down my spine. "I guess so," I replied cautiously. He stepped closer, his expression darkening. "I think it's fate that brought us together. Don't you see? We were meant to be here, in this moment. I stood up, my instincts screaming at me to get out. David, I don't know what you're talking about, but you're scaring me. His face twisted into a sinister smile. You don't need to be scared, Jamie. I won't let anything happen to you. We're connected. I grabbed my phone and backed towards my room. I'm going to my room now. Please, leave me alone. David's smile faded, replaced by a look of anger. You don't understand, do you? You can't leave. We're meant to be together. I bolted to my room, locking the door behind me and dialing 911. I explained the situation as calmly as I could, but my hands were shaking. The operator assured me that help was on the way. As I waited, I could hear David outside my door, mumbling to himself and occasionally pounding on the door. The minutes felt like hours until I finally heard the sound of sirens.
At Tanger Outlets, find all the best brands all on sale every day. Step into the season's newest arrivals and save big on the styles you love. Shop Under Armour, Michael Kors, Crocs, and more. With up to 70% off plus an extra 25% off for a limited time. Hurry in for amazing deals from the brands you love. Only at Tanger Outlets.
Engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I opened the window and shouted for help, and moments later, the police burst through the front door. David was taken into custody, and I was left to explain everything to the officers. They found several notebooks in David's room filled with disturbing writings and drawings, all centered around me. It turned out that David had a history of mental illness and had stopped taking his medication. I moved out the next day, staying with a friend until I could find a new place. The experience left me shaken and paranoid, constantly looking over my shoulder and double-checking locks. I continued my studies, but the fear lingered, a constant reminder of how quickly things can go wrong. Looking back, I realize how important it is to trust your instincts and take action when something feels wrong. Living with a dangerous stranger was a nightmare, but it taught me valuable lessons about personal safety and awareness. Now, I always take extra precautions when choosing roommates and never ignore the warning signs. Sharing my story is my way of helping others avoid the same fate and stay safe in their own homes. My name is Emily, and I used to think that finding a roommate online was the best solution to splitting rent costs. That was until I met Claire, the woman who turned my life into a living nightmare. It all started a year ago when I moved into a quaint two-bedroom apartment in a quiet neighborhood. Claire was my new roommate, a seemingly kind and friendly woman in her late 20s. She was neat, polite, and worked as a graphic designer from home. We bonded over our shared love for cooking and Netflix binge-watching sessions. The first few weeks were great, and I felt like I had found the perfect roommate. However, things started to change subtly. Claire began to show an unusual interest in my personal life. She would ask detailed questions about my work, my friends, and even my family. At first, I thought she was just trying to be friendly, but her questions became more intrusive over time. She wanted to know where I was going, who I was meeting, and what time I would be back. It was as if she was trying to control my every move. One evening, I came home later than usual after meeting a friend for dinner. Claire was waiting for me in the living room, her face a mask of concern. "Where were you?" "I was so worried," she said, her voice trembling. I assured her I was fine, but her reaction seemed over the top for someone I had known for just a few weeks. Over the next few months, Claire's behavior became increasingly possessive. She would text me constantly while I was at work, asking when I would be home and what I was doing. If I didn't respond immediately, she would call repeatedly until I answered. It felt like I was being smothered, and the apartment no longer felt like a safe space. One weekend, I decided to visit my parents who lived out of town. I didn't tell Claire about my plans, hoping to avoid her barrage of questions. However, as soon as I arrived at my parents' house, my phone started buzzing with messages and calls from Claire. "Where are you? Why didn't you tell me you were leaving?" she demanded. I felt a chill run down my spine. How did she know I had left? When I returned home on Sunday evening, I found Claire sitting on the couch, staring blankly at the TV. "We need to talk," she said without looking at me. She accused me of being secretive and dishonest, and insisted that as roommates, we should share everything with each other. Her intensity scared me, and I realized I needed to find a way out of this situation. The final straw came one night when I was lying in bed, trying to fall asleep. I heard Claire's footsteps outside my room, and then the sound of my doorknob turning. I had locked my door, a precaution I had started taking recently. Claire jiggled the doorknob a few times, then knocked softly. "Emily, are you awake?" she whispered. I pretended to be asleep, my heart pounding in my chest. After a few minutes, she left, but I couldn't shake the feeling of being trapped in my own home. The next day, I decided to look through Claire's room while she was out. I felt guilty for invading her privacy, but I needed answers. What I found was terrifying. Claire had a notebook filled with details about my life, my schedule, my friends, my habits. She had even taken photos of me without my knowledge. I realized then that I was living with someone who was obsessed with controlling me. I knew I had to leave, but I couldn't let Claire know my plans. I started packing my things slowly, hiding boxes in my car when she wasn't around. I found a new place to live and arranged to move out on a day when Claire was scheduled to be out all day. The morning of my move, I left a note on the kitchen counter, explaining that I couldn't live with her anymore and that I needed my space. I didn't go into details, fearing her reaction if she knew I had gone through her things. As I drove away from the apartment for the last time, I felt a mixture of relief and fear. Claire called and texted me repeatedly over the next few days, but I never responded. I changed my phone number and blocked her on all social media. Even now, months later, I still feel a lingering sense of unease. I learned a valuable lesson about trusting my instincts and the importance of being cautious when choosing a roommate. Claire's possessive nature left a lasting impact on me, a reminder that sometimes, the people we invite into our lives can become our worst nightmares.
Tired of trying diet after diet without results? Mochi Health offers a long-term weight loss solution personalized to your needs. Our board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians provide expert guidance to help you succeed. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medication at an affordable set price delivered monthly. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 for $40 off your first month. That's joinmochi.com.
Hello, my name is Jorge Gaviria, and I'm the founder of Macienda. We partner with farmers in Mexico to bring heirloom corn products to every kitchen. With my Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One, I earn unlimited 2% cash back on every purchase. And it has no preset spending limit, which means my purchasing power adapts to my business needs. My Spark card helps me fulfill my mission of bringing masa to the masses. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.